You're listening to the Christmas edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Merry Christmas, my family. If you're listening to this a few days before Christmas, then let me say in advance, on behalf of everybody from LifeTeen, everybody in the movement across the world, Merry Christmas. We've been waiting to say this, been waiting to celebrate. Let's spark the candles again. We're having a birthday party, and the Lord is the guest of honor. We're taking a look at the Nativity of our Lord for the Christmas Eve Vigil and the Christmas Mass. Christmas 2011. Let's do this. Our first reading for the Christmas Eve Vigil Mass, our first reading comes from Isaiah chapter 62, verses 1 through 5. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 89. Verses 4 and 5, verses 16 and 17, and then 27 and 29. Our second reading from Acts chapter 13, verses 16 through 17, and verses 22 through 25. And our gospel from Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. And if you're heading to Mass on Christmas, you'll probably be hearing the gospel of St. John chapter 1. So let's talk about both of those as we get into it. Well, what do you say about Christmas? I mean, what don't you say? We've been talking about it. We've been preparing for this moment for weeks. And as you're looking around in your homes and your parishes, you know, all the last-minute gift buying and wrapping and all the other things, everything going into celebrating this high, holy day. But we can't forget that in Christmas, we're going to be celebrating a season in our church, not just a day, a season of Christmas. So how do we do this? How do we usher this in? And I want to throw this out to you. If you are going to be hearing the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, this is what you're going to hear. Get ready. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac the father of Jacob. Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron. Hezron the father of Ram. Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab the father of Nahshon. You see where I'm going with this? You're going to go through 16 verses in the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, naming a whole lot of people like Zerubbabel, who you probably don't want to name your kids after, Zerubbabel. Let's say it again, Zerubbabel. You probably don't want to take these names and apply them to your own offspring or your own children. And all of a sudden, you get to verse 16 or 17, you're going to hear, now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. And my brothers and my sisters, you have to ask yourself a question. Why would the church do this to you? And why would the church do this to me? Why would the Holy Spirit in his wisdom stop and say, yep, it's really important that all these names of these obscure people who have been dead for centuries and centuries get uttered once again? And it's really easy, especially on Christmas when you have all these people coming back to church who maybe haven't been there in a while. And you're going to say, oh, come on, church, why are we doing this to the faithful? Like, this is a great opportunity to bring people in. You don't want to bore them to death with this whole genealogy. My brothers and my sisters, it's only boring if we don't understand the stories. Now, in the Old Testament, certainly, all these people are mentioned over a long period of time. But for some reason, God and his wisdom and St. Matthew, through the inspiration of the Spirit, said we need to share this genealogy for a lot of reasons. This means more to them than this would be to us if we don't know these people and these stories. And obviously, in 21st century America, we're not going to know a lot of these stories, many of us. But that doesn't mean they're not worth learning. In this family tree, there are several, let's say, colorful characters, probably like your own family tree. Probably like souls who you'll be gathering with on Christmas and on New Year's and other holidays. An imperfect family. You're going to have kind of that random aunt, that crazy uncle, that annoying kid, the whatever grandfather or grandmother. You know, we all have those people in our family, right? And it's important to see that Jesus' family tree was far from perfect. They weren't even all Jewish. So it wasn't even as though his bloodline was perfectly Jewish and perfectly Israelite. There are other people in the bloodline. There are Hittites and there are Midianites and there are other people like that. But we have to understand, too, is that there are sinners in his family tree. And without getting too fine a point on it, that a lot of the characters in his family tree turned away from God or had begun as pagans and then turned their lives to God or had turned to God, turned away from God, and came back to God. Basically, family not perfect. That's what Matthew's trying to get across to us right from the beginning, that on paper, this is not the perfect family, but none of our families are. And what's really important is that there was a perfect decision and a perfect preservation and a perfectly holy family that came to be through God's grace. And my brothers and my sisters, through God's grace with Emmanuel, who is God with us, we all have the opportunity to become better, to become perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, to be filled with God's grace and to grow in holiness. The only perfect family is the Trinity, and that's what we're going to hear about in John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And as you read through John 1, we're given this glimpse again of the beauty and the truth and the love of the Trinity. from the beginning of time, and how the Father and the Son are consubstantial, and he's begotten, and he flows forth from the Father at the appointed time. And my brothers and my sisters, it's important to understand that in all these things, that God's love is proactive, that God is sharing himself. That's what the incarnation is, God sharing himself and God sharing his love. And that's what we're called to do. In the same way as to be incarnational, to share the love of God, to take the love of God and put flesh on it. That you and I, my brothers and my sisters, when we're sitting around that Christmas tree, listening to the relative, we're sitting around the dinner table, and maybe you're trying to avoid certain topics, when you're sitting there over the course of the holidays and you're thinking, I couldn't get more bored or I couldn't get more annoyed, and I'm not trying to paint a negative picture here. You might have a great family, and none of these things apply to you or your extended family. Maybe I'm just talking to myself and my own family. And if any of them are listening to this, then we're making progress if they're actually listening to the podcast. My brothers and my sisters, God is trying to remind us, look, I haven't forsaken you. And you are not desolate, that you are my delight. That's what we hear in the first reading. Hey, you know what? I'm here, and I'm coming to bring you glory, okay? And we cannot forget, again, is that this plan, as we're going to hear about in the second reading, was unfolding over time, that God wasn't lacking a plan, and sometimes his plan got delayed, but that wasn't God's fault. God reveals his presence where? Through the Trinity, who is a family. And my brothers and my sisters, in this 21st century, in your own homes, in your own parishes, in your own communities, God continues to reveal his presence through what? Through family. My brothers and my sisters, thank God for the gift of family, even as imperfect as it may be, this week, and celebrate the glorious family and love of the Trinity by reaching out in love and offering that love in the flesh to those who God puts in your path. Merry Christmas.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.